Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. It's a pleasure to be with you on this 4th of July. As you know, it is a holiday, a national holiday in America, and that means that we do our show just like regular, just like normal. Well, as normal as it gets around here. I do all the holidays live and in person, and most of my small business owners do something. If they don't work all day, they do some work on the holidays, and we do too here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Let me introduce you to a new friend. Robert Cadell is the Assistant Director of Americanism and Children and Youth Division of the American Legion. He's been doing that since 1991. He's a former Army veteran, and he's also a former educator prior to joining the American Legion at the National Headquarters there in Indianapolis. And he's our new friend, Robert Cadell. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
It's good morning to you, and happy 4th of July.
Thank you very much.
Bob, one of the things that I wanted you to do first is tell us about one of the main projects that you work on, which is the September 11th Memorial Scholarship Fund that the American Legion is sponsoring.
Okay, thank you very much. Certainly after the terrorist attacks of September 11th, we began to look at what we, the American Legion, could do for the servicemen and women that were killed in the attack on the Pentagon. And as we began to look at that, sometimes it takes a tragedy for you to focus on a critical need. One of the things that we discovered is that the face of our military certainly has changed since I served in 1971 and 72. Today, 65% of our armed forces are married. Today, 56% of those are between the ages of 22 and 29. Hmm. In 1999, there were 1.2 million children dependents in the armed forces. Mm-hmm. And so the face of the military has changed, and we began to look at what could we do, as Lincoln said, to provide for those who have borne the battle. And we looked at what kind of benefits the survivors and dependents would receive. And we saw a critical need in the educational benefits that the children receive, and that's where we have focused our attention today. And so we established a scholarship, which is called the American Legacy Scholarship. We felt that that would be a lasting legacy in memory of those that were killed in the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. And we established a trust fund to accept donations and then to award the scholarships from. And so since that time, we've been working diligently on fundraising efforts to raise monies for the fund, and anticipate next May 2004 to award our first scholarships.
Now this is starting out for the children of the dependents of the people killed in the Pentagon.
Not necessarily. We and thank you for asking that. We looked at not only assisting those dependents, but any child of an active duty service person killed on or after September 11th. So those in enduring freedom, Iraqi freedom,
Afghanistan,
etc.
Wherever.
And
go ahead.
Tragically, and we really don't realize this, over 3,000 children lose a parent in the military to training accidents every year.
That's another thing I was going to ask you. Here's something that I think is important, as you may not know, Bob, but I wore the uniform for 15 years, active in the reserve, and in the Army, just like you. And what a lot of people don't realize, whenever they hear about somebody being killed or injured somewhere in battle, somewhere in the world, every day, just about, some service person loses their life or is injured in some kind of a training event. I mean, don't wait until there's a conflict to pray for our service people, folks. They're in harm's way every day.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as you say, unless it's a large number in a plane or a ship or accidents, something like that, you don't hear about that young soldier in Fort Hood, Texas, or in Grafenwöhr, what used to be West Germany, or at the other places. And so serving our country certainly is a dangerous business, and we, as you say, should pray every day for our troops.
Well, how are you raising the money for this fund?
Primarily, up until this point, our membership has been giving donations through our American Legion family, which makes up of the Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary, and the Sons of the American Legion. But we've also had a number of small businesses that have looked to our scholarship to do something. For example, specialty restaurants in Anaheim, California, and I think that's a Air Force theme type of restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Each Veterans Day for the last 2 years, if you bought a certain meal combo, a portion of that money came to our fund. They've raised several thousand dollars.
Wow.
Another company outside of Washington called Axiom Resource
mm-hmm.
Has last year did a golf tournament, raised about $7,000.
Right.
So a number of small company in Tennessee, their employees chipped in, and they raised several thousands of dollars. So there are a number of small companies across the United States have heard of our program, or they decided that they wanted to do something. We're looking around to see, you know, is there a scholarship out there,
mm-hmm.
and where they might be able to do the most good.
Especially one that's fostered and sponsored by an organization as reputable as the American Legion, where they feel like their money is going to not only be given to the right people, but efficiently done so, where there's not a lot of administration. And which brings me to this point. Can you tell us what the percentage of the money is that actually gets to the recipient net of administration?
Yes, and I'm kind of proud of this. Kind of in two phases. 100% of all donations goes into the trust fund.
Uh-huh.
And out of the trust fund income, up to 5% may be used for administrative costs.
95% or more goes to the ultimate intended recipient.
Absolutely,
folks. That's about as efficient as it gets.
Yeah,
I don't think your church is that efficient. that's good news and good for you, Bob.
Well, thank
good
you
for
very
you guys
much
for doing that.
And
hold on to that thought, Bob. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Bob to tell us how you can contact him if you want to do something individually or if you want some ideas on how your organization can participate in the Memorial Fund, Scholarship Fund. And then immediately when we come back, we're going to have some special music for you right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Bob Caudill, no song stirs me like that song does.
Absolutely.
As an American, as an entrepreneur in America, as someone who enjoys the liberty of taking risks and the ability to benefit and to accumulate and to pass on and to give back the fruits of my risk taking and to have that freedom, that's what that song means to me.
Well, absolutely. And then my father was a small businessman in southern Indiana, and you're right. boss and the risk involved and what a great country that we live in that we have those opportunities to be successful in our endeavors.
Well, and you know, the other thing that we get to do, Bob, is really a big deal. We get to work all we want. That's what, if somebody asked me the definition of a small business owner, I'd say we get to work all we want. That's the definition. Hey, Bob, people are out there listening saying, you know, how can I contribute to the scholarship fund for these children of the people who've died in this since September the 11th? And if they want to give individually, I'd like for you to tell us how to do that. And also, can they contact you at that same number and website or whatever, and to talk about maybe getting an organizational effort going?
Absolutely. They may send tax-deductible contributions. The trust fund is a 501c3 trust fund, and they can send those to the American Legion, September the 11th Memorial Scholarship Fund at P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46206.
Now, they can find that address at your website, which is legion.org?
Legion.org, right.
Now they can find that address at your website. I'm sure there's a link there on your website on how to get to this fund. And they can just mail a check to those people, folks. Bob, if they wanted to get an annual report or some kind of an accounting of all this, how will they do that?
They can contact me directly. I can give you a phone number and also an email address.
Okay.
My phone number is area code 317-630-1212. And my email address is rcaudell, C-A-U-D-E-L-L, at legion.org.
Okay.
And be
good.
Glad to give them a full accounting money that we've received and monies that have been dispersed. And I think I mentioned a little bit earlier that hopefully next May the 24th, 2004, we'll award our first scholarships.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Bob, though, let's think about something, though. The title, well, part of the title of this fund is the September 11 Memorial Scholarship Fund. Some American died in service to his country on September 10th.
Absolutely.
What do we do about those people before that?
Right.
What's being done about them?
Yeah. Right at the moment, they are not eligible. You raise a very valid point and something that our committee that oversees the scholarship fund and our board of directors may wish to really look at and see about do we want to extend that date back to any service person who died on active duty that their children would be eligible. That date triggered, obviously, our efforts. But I think you raise a very valid point that there was probably someplace around the world a service mm-hmm. person that perished on September the 10th or the
or the 9th or the 8th or whatever.
Absolutely.
But it's the thing is, I don't want to make it a controversial issue because we don't want to take away from what's being done. It's just that obviously that's something that comes up. Bob, let's take up. I've got less than a minute. What does July 4th mean to you?
Really, when I look around at the blessings that I have received as an American, the opportunity to go to a public school, to raise a family. I have served my country, and I've seen other nations where the freedoms that we take for granted aren't there. And, certainly today brings that into focus that as Americans, we certainly are blessed, and we look forward to being able to do those things that we enjoy in a land of freedom and opportunity, and that's all encapsulated in today.
Bob, I got to go, and I appreciate your emotion. I appreciate your patriotism, sir, and your service. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, folks. Jim Blasingame here. Everybody knows IBM is a world leader in delivering computers and software solutions for small business. But there's more good news because IBM is also a leader in providing outstanding technology services for your small business. For example, IBM makes house calls. That's right. When you buy a new IBM PC system, you can get basic installation in your business for as little as $100. And you know how much hassle it can be to move your files and programs from an old PC to a new one? Well, IBM's got you covered with their data migration services. By handling these tasks for you, IBM Small Business Services let you focus on what you do best, which saves time and gives us one less thing to worry about. To find the long list of valuable IBM services, go to ibm.com/smallbusiness and click on the services link. I know you'll be impressed. That's ibm.com/smallbusiness and click on services. Thanks again, IBM, for serving small business so well.
America's broadcasters contribute over $9.9 billion a year to their local communities and always there when you need us. Brought to you by this station and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Hello, friends. This is Jim Blasingame. It's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce our newest sponsor partner, Office Depot. As you should know by now, we're pretty particular about who we associate our brand with and recommend to you. In 5 years, my promise has always been to find and tell you about only the very best resources for your small business, whether that be an expert guest on the show or a sponsor. You probably didn't need me to tell you that Office Depot fits this profile, but I'm going to anyway. What you need to know, is more than words at Office Depot. When it comes to offering solutions for what you and I go through running our businesses, these guys get it. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be telling you about some specific Office Depot offerings, but for now, I think it's enough that you should know, whether in your hometown store or at OfficeDepot.com, the folks at Office Depot want to be your partner, too. If you haven't already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. Hi, folks. Jim Blasingame here. You probably think of IBM as a world leader in computers and software, but what you might not know is that they also offer outstanding technology services for your small business. For example, did you know that IBM made house calls? That's right. They will install your new IBM PC systems there in your small business for as little as $100. And you know how much trouble it can be to move your information and programs from an old computer to a new one? Well, IBM's data migration services eliminate that hassle. IBM services are designed to help small business owners focus on what they do best by handling certain tasks for us, which can save time and give us a lot less to worry about. To find the long list of valuable IBM services, go to www.ibm.com/smallbusiness and click on the services link on the left. I think you'll be impressed. That's www.ibm.com/smallbusiness and click on services. Thanks, IBM, for giving us a better ownership experience.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Happy 4th of July to all of Americans and anybody who is glad, anybody else who's around the world. And they just happen to be particularly happy that 56 men got together on the 4th of July, 1776, and decided to stick their collective finger in the eye of King George and say, you know what, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. Don Lambro is one, is a guy who was, who I believe if he were there on that day, would have stepped up to that plate and would have taken a swung at that and put his finger in the eye of King George along with that. Don is an old friend of ours. He's senior political correspondent for the Washington Times, nationally syndicated columnist, and an all-around cool guy. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning and happy 4th of July.
Same to you. What would you have done, Don? If you were part of this gaggle of greats and that, who didn't know they were great at the time, and but you were part of that group, and somebody says, "Look, you know, there are 56 of us, and 57 with you, Don. Now that you've shown up, and we don't like what King George is doing, and we're gonna sign a Declaration of Independence. We're gonna declare independence from the crown. Here's where you sign, Don."
Well, I'd like to think I would.
Me too.
Those are very brave men.
I don't think we can really appreciate
how brave they are. We don't really know the degree to which they threatened and they put everything on the line. A lot of that comes through in David McCullough's great book on John Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And, I read it. It was one of the most influential books I ever read because it gave you the history of that period and the and showed in very powerful ways how they didn't just sacrifice, put their sacred honor on the line or their fortunes, but their lives. And any one of them could have been hung, and many were. And
many of them lost everything. I mean, many of them ultimately lost.
They did.
After the war was over, their estates were ravaged. Many of them, to the point where their families and their estates were lost. And most of the 56 guys were sort of what you might call almost landed gentry. I mean, probably the poorest one in the bunch was Benjamin Franklin. But most of the guys there were men of means, weren't they?
They were, and it's amazing how America, in recent years, I think, has shown a much more increased interest in that period of our country. Certainly, the John Adams book, a number of books have been on the bestseller list about the founding fathers. And films that have been on PBS, George Washington. We saw the cover of last week, Time Magazine, all about Benjamin Franklin.
Well, exactly. Walter Isaacson just released his new book on Benjamin Franklin.
That's right.
We interviewed him on
others. There's a reawakening of interest in the American story, and I think that really shows a lot. It's great about our country, and it's too bad that that hasn't happened really sooner. But we do it today. We remember the founding of this country, what it means to so many Americans, the people who sacrificed their lives, and how America and the spirit of the 4th of July really still lives and is shaping the world because of what we're doing. People who are oppressed, people who yearn for freedom. There's pictures on the front page of newspapers all across the country of these librarians carrying the American flag as they want freedom from a despotic rule. And so the story goes on a global scale, and America is the shining harbor that keeps that flame alive.
Well, we had Walter Isaacson on the show on Wednesday, and he was giving us a little preview of his book, and it's an outstanding book. And you know, Benjamin Franklin was a very, very important component of those 56. And you know, I don't know if you probably know this, Don, he was the only person who was in attendance and who participated in every one of the significant documents that were created: the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, a couple of others that I've forgotten about. But he was the only one who was at every one of those.
That it was. One of the great books I've read in my lifetime was Benjamin Franklin's autobiography.
Yeah.
It's a very thin book. He wanted to finish, do more on, but he ends it really after he became prosperous as an entrepreneur and as a printer and publisher.
Right.
But the wonderful image there of when he fled Boston to get away from this almost the indentured service to his family and the printing business. And
Don, hold on to that thought.
Go ahead.
We got to take a quick break. Right. We're going to be right back after these messages, folks. 20 Till, special music. Straight ahead. Hi, folks. Jim Blasingame here. You probably think of IBM as a world leader in computers and software, but what you might not know is that they also offer outstanding technology services for your small business. For example, did you know that IBM made house calls? That's right. They will install your new IBM PC systems there in your small business for as little as $100. And you know how much trouble it can be to move your information and programs from an old computer to a new one? Well, IBM's data migration services eliminate that hassle. IBM services are designed to help small business owners focus on what they do best by handling certain tasks for us, which can save time and give us a lot less to worry about. To find the long list of valuable IBM services, go to www.ibm.com/smallbusiness and click on the services link on the left. I think you'll be impressed. That's www.ibm.com/smallbusiness and click on services. Thanks, IBM, for giving us a better ownership experience. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Hello, friends. This is Jim Blasingame. It's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce our newest sponsor partner, Office Depot. As you should know by now, we're pretty particular about who we associate our brand with and recommend to you. In 5 years, my promise has always been to find and tell you about only the very best resources for your small business, whether that be an expert guest on the show or a sponsor. You probably didn't need me to tell you that Office Depot fits this profile, but I'm going to anyway. What you need to know, is more than words at Office Depot. When it comes to offering solutions for what you and I go through running our businesses, these guys get it. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be telling you about some specific Office Depot offerings, but for now, I think it's enough that you should know, whether in your hometown store or at OfficeDepot.com, the folks at Office Depot want to be your partner too. If you haven't already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. Star-Spangled Banner, ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of the United States. And, you know, Don Lambro, I had a guy named Bob Caudill on the show last half hour from the American Legion, and as we were wrapping up with our visit with him, I asked him what the 4th of July meant to him. He almost couldn't get the words out because of the emotion. And you know what? That was my answer.
Yes.
And it is for a lot of people. And I'll tell you, I pray that I never stop getting a tingle up my spine when I hear that flourish toward the end of the Star Spangled Banner. And it's an amazing song. And you know, when you look back, Don, on how this country went together, as Lincoln called it, the Great
American experiment. It's amazing, isn't it, how things fit together? And you know, we've had noble days and ignoble days in America, but somehow it's a country that's come together, and the world is a better place for America having been in existence, isn't it?
It is. I mean, what a history of freeing the continent of Europe twice and going to the rescue of oppressed peoples elsewhere in great and noble causes. I mean, the history of our country and its respective world is really something that is alive and has changed the face of the earth. It's a story of just unbelievable dimensions and heroism. Today we remember all that.
You know, Don, there America has its detractors, obviously, and many of them are inside of the United States. But here's one of the things that I like to point out to people. America is the only superpower left in the world. But what if there was only one superpower in the world, but it wasn't America? What if it were China? What if it were Russia? The Soviet Union? What if instead of tearing down the wall in the 87, they built a bigger wall and they built a lot more walls, and it basically, you know, caused the America not to be the great superpower? Colin Powell said, you know what? What other country, and I'm paraphrasing him, what other country after defeating Germany would have given them back their country? What other country after defeating Japan would have given their country back to them and asked for nothing? Ask for no land, not one square inch of land beyond a place to bury our dead. What other country would have done that, Don?
In the tide of history, there weren't any other countries. We were it. There's a debate going on in some quarters about whether we were engaged in empire building. And Colin Powell was asked about that last year at an appearance and the Archbishop in England and Archbishop of Canterbury, I think, asked him a question about, are we engaged in empire? And Colin Powell said that the only ground that American soldiers ever asked was enough to bury their dead. Mm-hmm. And the room got very quiet.
Yeah.
That's the story of America. And that goes on, as we see in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. So we are the most powerful nation in the world. And going back to your point about how the story of our country, it is amazing how, through ups and downs, 250 years, how we've managed to hold together. That spirit has always been alive. How we, as people, have got great divisions and sometimes and debates, but we've always come together. We've always, except for brief periods in our history, Civil War, been united. I think that's the most important thing we celebrate today, among other things, that unity as a nation. Despite our differences, we're able to discuss them, and we're able to not let our differences so divide us that we go down the dark road of so many other countries of civil wars and brutality. And
you know,
oppression.
Don, whenever things happen, I talked to someone who is from another country who was here during the impeachment of President Clinton, and that person couldn't believe that there weren't riots in the street, that there weren't soldiers coming out and tanks in the streets. I mean, and then went to change the government the way we do every 4 to 8 years, and for that to be such a smooth transition. There are hundreds of millions of people in the world who marvel at that, aren't there?
That's right. We have some Iranian.
Hold on to that thought, Don. We're gonna pick up right on after these messages where Don left off. Stay with us. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Happy 4th of July. Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Hello, friends. This is Jim Blasingame. It's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce our newest sponsor partner, Office Depot. As you should know by now, we're pretty particular about who we associate our brand with and recommend to you. In 5 years, my promise has always been to find and tell you about only the very best resources for your small business, whether that be an expert guest on the show or a sponsor. You probably didn't need me to tell you that Office Depot fits this profile, but I'm going to anyway. What you need to know, is more than words at Office Depot. When it comes to offering solutions for what you and I go through running our businesses, these guys get it. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be telling you about some specific Office Depot offerings, but for now, I think it's enough that you should know, whether in your hometown store or at OfficeDepot.com, the folks at Office Depot want to be your partner too. If you haven't already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. Hi folks, Jim Blasingame here with news from our friends at IBM about their website. If you're looking for technology offerings and services, from hardware and software to services and product support, from website services to help you create your own website, to getting you fitted with e-commerce capability, IBM.com/smallbusiness is the place to go. And remember, even if you don't need to purchase anything today, IBM has an impressive array of non-technology resources that can help you operate and grow your business more successfully. Like an Ask the Experts feature to get answers to questions about operating your business. Plus, there's also a free monthly e-newsletter chock full of timely information. And since IBM wants you to get more out of your technology purchases, you'll find a number of resources that keep you up to date on how to purchase and use technology products. Just go to IBM.com/smallbusiness, and in very short order, you'll see what I mean about IBM being our friend online. That's IBM.com/smallbusiness. Thanks again, IBM. Back, it's 7 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, first up it's going to be me, and I want to talk to you about something that I call We Began With Freedom. It's something that I've written about and that I've talked about for a long time now, and it's how I trace our freedom to be who we are, small business owners, all the way back for several hundred years, and why some other people have been very important in our lives. Just not just us and those around us right now. So I'm going to be talking about that in the next half hour as we continue our live 4th of July programming. And then in the half hour after that, we're going to be visiting with the resident historian of our brain trust, Dr. Bert Folsom, who is going to talk to us. He's going to help us get a little more historical perspective on the July 4th, and he's just an outstanding resource. You've heard Bert on the show many times, and looking forward to getting him back on. Right now we're visiting with Don Lambrow. He's chief political the senior political correspondent with the Washington Post and also a syndicated columnist.
Washington Times.
What did I say?
Post.
Washington Times. I'm sorry. Folks, there's a little bit of difference between the Post and the Times.
Yep.
Don, please forgive me. I know I got 40 lashes coming for that. But
you're forgiven.
The Washington Times, it just slipped out. Sorry about that. The Washington Times, folks, and he's there. His column's there at least a couple of times a week. And also, you're in 50 or 60 other papers around the country, aren't you, Don?
I am.
Yeah, and what's the article that they can find this week?
Well, this week I did a piece on the Medicare debate going on in Congress, also Senate bills now going to a House Senate conference to try to iron out differences between the bills. and the political implications of all that.
Now, can they find that at WashingtonTimes.com? They can find the articles there at WashingtonTimes.com.
That's correct.
Yeah. And also look for his byline around in your newspapers around the country, too, as well. And check out the website there, folks, if you're out in flyover America and you don't have access to the print version of the Washington Times. Don, you were telling us about an Iranian that, as we went to the break.
Well, our next-door neighbors are from Iran, and hard-working people. They own a couple of businesses. They're in beauty parlors and health spas.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they went back to his wife went back to Iran with two boys to visit. And when she came back here, she was talking to my wife. Her name is Madi, called Maddie. But it was just wonderful. She just said, you know, she liked visiting her folks. And actually, they had to meet in Turkey because they, for a variety of reasons, they mm-hmm. didn't want to meet back in that country. And she came back. She told us, there's no place like America.
Yeah.
And so I think we may take time to remember the immigrants who come to this country.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald Reagan called the shiny city on the hill. And I'm glad my dad came to this country at 11 years old as an immigrant.
Is that right?
Came here all alone by himself. So these people still come here to find a new world and a new life.
New opportunity to be safe and
to make this country
to follow their dream.
Absolutely, and we remember, of course, as we should every day, the people who sacrificed their lives and their fortunes and in the great wars, who fought for this country, and who are the reason why we have enjoyed the freedoms that we have, and too often take for granted.
You know, I pray, Don, that Americans never get that far away from a feeling of obligation and of an admiration for the people who were courageous enough to say, you know what, there's something more important than me, and it's this issue right here, which is my country and how I feel about this country. Whether you and I agree with them or not, that we need to admire and appreciate those people who stood up and said, you know what, this is what I stand for, and this is where I take my stand.
Well, I don't think we will. You know, and I remember the 4th of July, 1776, but also 9/11, and I think that brought home again, as we do throughout our history, how Americans respond in times of crisis and unite. That was a moving period for a number of reasons besides the tragedy, but the aftermath of all Americans, and do you remember that time, people standing on the side of the road for miles, holding mm-hmm. candles, vigils, coming together, people of all colors and political views, dropping their differences and singing God Bless America mm-hmm. on the steps of the Capitol throughout our country. It still gives me goosebumps to think of that. And and I think that reaffirms how united this country is. And that, remember, they were saying that during that period, in the aftermath, that we all seemed nicer to one another. I think that was really a great time.
I agree. And I wish we could get back to that.
In our country.
I wish we could get back to that every day. Don Lambro, thank you for being here. WashingtonTimes.com. Don't forget to check that out. Don, great American. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jim. God bless America.
Yes, sir. Got to go for this hour. Stay with me, folks. I'll be right back. Happy 4th.
Network News. I'm Kurt Lewis. Three people missing in the rubble of what had been a fireworks warehouse until it blew up in Kilgore, Texas yesterday.
The explosion is pending investigation by the Kilgore Police and Fire Departments and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Kilgore Police Dispatcher Jeff Sullen says several nearby homes were damaged and many others were evacuated as a precaution, but their occupants were later allowed to go back home for the night once it was deemed safe. Been anything but safe in Iraq, where American troops have again been under attack.
Three attacks in Iraq during the past 24 hours have left one American dead and as many as 21 others wounded. At least 19 troops were wounded in a mortar attack against an American base northwest of the capital today, and two other soldiers were wounded in Baghdad when their Humvee was targeted by an explosion. I'm Pete Combs.
First the president, then the secretary of state, now the national security advisor. The Bush administration hammering home the point that Liberia's former rebel leader and now self-styled president Charles Taylor has got to go.
I don't think we want to speculate on timing, but the fact of the matter is Charles Taylor needs to leave because Charles Taylor is the problem. And Charles Taylor is, by the way, not just a problem for Liberia, he's a problem for the region.
But nobody in the Bush administration is yet ready to say whether U.S. troops will be sent to Liberia to lead an international team of peacekeepers, as has been requested by U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan. USA Radio News.
It's alarming, but true. People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect. You move ahead faster. Verbal Advantage on audio cassettes will give you the words you need to communicate with confidence and flair. All you have to do is listen. Learn more about Verbal Advantage now.
1-800-417-WORD. That's 417-WORD. 1-800-417-WORD.
Whoa, look out! Coming through!
Oh, I'm really glad we came. I wonder if Deb is here.
Hey, Kelly, John, it's so good to see you. I was hoping you'd come.
Hey, folks, have you called your doctor yet about the purple pill called Nexium? Well, perhaps you should wait till you get home. Find out if Nexium Esomeprazole Magnesium is right for you and call 1-877-4-NEXIUM or visit us at purplepill.com.
A new Chamber of Commerce-sponsored study defends the fast food industry against charges that their meals are helping make America fat, but industry critics, like the Center for Science in the Public Interest, say not so fast.
It's not only ridiculous, but it's irresponsible for the fast food industry to say that they don't contribute to obesity.
Margo Wooten believes it's no coincidence. The new study comes just as big food marketers like McDonald's and Kraft Foods are the targets of lawsuits blaming them for making customers fat. The study's author, though, contends that fast food meals are not the reason behind the increasing chubbiness in America, but rather it's our growing habit of between-meal snacking on high-calorie tidbits. Right now, Comcast owns more than 57% of the home shopping network QVC, but it has agreed to a deal with Liberty Media, which will pay nearly $8 billion for Comcast's stake. Liberty already owns the other 42% of QVC. This is USA Radio News.
Paint celebration now at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Now through Monday, save 30% on all paints and stains, including Super Paint and Everclean in our new plastic twist and pour container. Plus, save 33 to 64% on all wallpaper. So hurry in. Sale ends Monday. At Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. Stores close July 4th.
Time to coincide with this year's Independence Day celebrations. Author and media executive Walter Isaacson has released his new biography, that is, of founding father Ben Franklin.
Look at Benjamin Franklin and you can say, here's what our country stands for, the notion of religious tolerance, the notion of fairness, the notion of respect for each other, and the notion of democracy.
Isaacson believes Franklin's remarkable life can best be understood by looking at all the roles he lived, saying Franklin's work as a writer, scientist, political leader, and diplomat helped shape not just his own life, but also our nation's future. Despite facing jail time for insider trading charges, Martha Stewart is being inducted into the Nutley, New Jersey Hall of Fame. Members of the Domestic Business Tycoon's Hometown Selection Committee insist they're honoring the woman who graduated and went on to a multi-million dollar lifestyle empire, not necessarily the woman now embroiled in federal legal trouble. Kurt Lewis with news on the USA Radio Network.
Have you ever walked by a homeless person and asked yourself, what can one person really do to help? Well, in AmeriCorps, you can do a lot. You can take a year and really give back. More than 50,000 Americans are doing it this year, helping solve tough issues like hunger, illiteracy, or just helping people find a place to live. It's your world. It's your chance to make it better.
Call 800-942-2677 or go to AmeriCorps.org.
The digital divide is the distance we allow between those who have the power of information and those who don't. In AmeriCorps, we're working to bridge that gap.
We're teaching kids to use the internet one-on-one after school.
In AmeriCorps, it's not can you make a difference, it's where. Take a year, give back.
To join AmeriCorps, call 800-942-2677 or go to AmeriCorps.org.
It's your world. It's your chance to make it better.
Blood donation is one of the best ways to give life back to your community. It's safe, quick, and easy. And every day, blood donators become heroes by saving lives. So give the gift of life in your community today. Donate blood. This message brought to you by your local radio station.
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show, brought to you by IBM. Solutions designed and built to help small business. And Office Depot, what you need to know. And now, the man who creates and distributes more multimedia small business information than any other human on the planet.
I have the information now, sir. I'll put it on the main screen.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 7 after. Thank you very much for joining us, America and the world. Whoever you are, wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening. We don't care. If you're a small business owner, welcome aboard. If you're a small business dreamer, good for you. We're going to help you follow your dream. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever your plans are, whatever your dream is, whatever star you want to hitch your wagon to, we're going to help you do that on this show. And we do it every day, Monday through Friday, every weekday. And just like small business owners show up for work every day, we show up for work every day, including the holidays, including days like the 4th of July, which is today and which is a very important day in the lives of America. And if you're an entrepreneur around the world, if you're anywhere else in the world and you're a small business owner, then you want to be independent. You want to follow your dream. You want to be able to not only take risks, you want there to be some expectation of a reasonable ability to succeed on those risks. And the only way to have that is liberty. The only way to have that is the government to not be in your face all the time, to be telling you what you should be doing. Liberty, folks, is so important. Freedom is so important. And that's what America stands for a lot of people around the world, not only here in America, but around the world. And so wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever country you live in, America is an important part of your life if you're a small business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, because you know that you can look over here and see what's happening and use us as a model, I would like to think, to help you gain more liberty in your country. When we come back, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about something I call We Began With Freedom. Right after these messages, it's 9 after. Stay with us. Hi, folks. Jim Blasingame here. You probably think of IBM as a world leader in computers and software, but what you might not know is that they also offer outstanding technology services for your small business. For example, did you know that IBM made house calls? That's right. They will install your new IBM PC systems there in your small business for as little as $100. And you know how much trouble it can be to move your information and programs from an old computer to a new one? Well, IBM's data migration services eliminate that hassle. IBM services are designed to help small business owners focus on what they do best by handling certain tasks for us, which can save time and give us a lot less to worry about. To find the long list of valuable IBM services, go to www.ibm.com/smallbusiness and click on the services link on the left. I think you'll be impressed. That's www.ibm.com/smallbusiness and click on services. Thanks, IBM, for giving us a better ownership experience. Hello, friends. This is Jim Blasingame. It's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce our newest sponsor partner, Office Depot. As you should know by now, we're pretty particular about who we associate our brand with and recommend to you. In 5 years, my promise has always been to find and tell you about only the very best resources for your small business, whether that be an expert guest on the show or a sponsor. You probably didn't need me to tell you that Office Depot fits this profile, but I'm going to anyway. What you need to know, is more than words at Office Depot. When it comes to offering solutions for what you and I go through running our businesses, these guys get it. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be telling you about some specific Office Depot offerings, but for now, I think it's enough that you should know, whether in your hometown store or at OfficeDepot.com, the folks at Office Depot want to be your partner too. If you haven't already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Probably don't realize it, folks, but that song, which obviously, for those of you who don't know, maybe there are people listening who don't know, is the national anthem of the United States. It's the Star Spangled Banner by Francis Scott Key. And that song is barely over a minute long. And yet, it's such an important song. It's important because it represents a country that is very important to the world, I think. And I want to talk about how we began, and I'm going to blend in what I'm going to say. I'm going to blend in what all this means to you and me as a small business owner. He was the first of many members of the family Plantagenet to be King of England. Henry II claimed the throne of England after his cousin Stephen died in 1154. Why is this important to contemporary small business owners like you and me? Well, Henry II is considered to be the founder of a legal system to which entrepreneurs owe our freedom to be. And the world is a better place as a result of entrepreneurs having such freedom. As ambitious as he was intelligent, Henry's reasonably successful attempts to consolidate all of the British Isles under his rule created the need for order. His subsequent governmental and court reforms, intended more for his own political expediency than to empower the people, actually resulted in the emergence of a body of law which replaced elements of the feudal system that included such enlightened judicial practices as trial by ordeal. The evolution of this body of law, which became known as the English Common Law, includes the Magna Carta, 1215, the Bail Act, 1444, the Petition of Rights, 1628, the Habeas Corpus Act of 1679, and the English Bill of Rights, 1689, plus many other instruments and declarations which strengthen the rights of individuals and the ownership and enjoyment of property. Over five centuries after the death of Henry II, the legal and cultural tide of personal freedoms and protection of private property for ordinary people caused England's youngest Prime Minister, William Pitt, to summarize the concept of individual rights and property under English common law this way. The poorest man may, in his cottage, bid defiance to all the forces of the crown. It may be frail. Its roof may shake. The wind may blow through it. The storms may enter. The rain may enter. But the King of England cannot enter. All of his forces dare not cross the threshold of the ruined tenement. End quote. By the time Pitt spoke these words in the 18th century, to have been able to say this with impunity in England, let alone actually enjoy such liberty, demonstrated how far the invisible hand of Henry II's reforms had progressed. But across the Atlantic, in the colonies, there was a word in Pitt's quote that kept sticking in the craws of a certain group of malcontents, and one that was missing. The word they choked on? King. The missing word? Freedom. In The Fortune of the Republic, Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "We began with freedom. America was opened up after the feudal mischief was spent. No inquisition here, no kings, no noblemen, no dominant church." And just the kind of world those malcontents, America's founders, envisioned and set about creating, sans kings. In The Origin of the Bill of Rights, Leonard W. Levy wrote, "Freedom was mainly a product of New World conditions." End quote. These conditions, as Thomas Jefferson so ably and famously wrote in the Declaration of Independence, were liberty, life, and the pursuit of happiness. These were 18th century words for freedom, and embryonic conditions for which all of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, which we celebrate in America this week, which all those men put their lives and liberty on the line to give birth to. A decade later, America's Bill of Rights, which became the first 10 amendments of the U.S. Constitution, clearly had its origins in a 100-year-old English document with the same name that I mentioned earlier. But the English Bill of Rights was created in a world that perpetuated the divine right of kings. The American document, holding the New World's concepts of personal rights and liberty, wasn't perfected to the founder's satisfaction until it perpetuated rights that were, as John Dickinson had declared a decade earlier in 1766, born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. End quote. Take that, you kings. 200 years after Dickinson, philosopher, novelist, and prolific defender of capitalism, Ayn Rand wrote this: "The most profoundly revolutionary achievement of the United States of America was the subordination of society to moral law." End quote. To Rand, moral law is made manifest by individual rights. And even though the seed of the American experiment can be found in English common law, considered the United States to be, quote, "the first moral society in history," end quote. When we come back after these messages, I've got a few more things to say and some important thoughts from the father of our country, George Washington. 20 after. Stay with us. Happy 4th of July, America and the world. Thank you. Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Hello, friends. This is Jim Blassingame. It's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce our newest sponsor partner, Office Depot. As you should know by now, we're pretty particular about who we associate our brand with and recommend to you. In 5 years, my promise has always been to find and tell you about only the very best resources for your small business, whether that be an expert guest on the show or a sponsor. You probably didn't need me to tell you that Office Depot fits this profile, but I'm going to anyway. What you need to know, is more than words at Office Depot. When it comes to offering solutions for what you and I go through running our businesses, these guys get it. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be telling you about some specific Office Depot offerings, but for now, I think it's enough that you should know, whether in your hometown store or at OfficeDepot.com, the folks at Office Depot want to be your partner too. If you haven't already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. Hi folks, Jim Blassingame here with news from our friends at IBM about their website. If you're looking for technology offerings and services, from hardware and software to services and product support, from website services to help you create your own website, to getting you fitted with e-commerce capability, IBM.com/smallbusiness is the place to go. And remember, even if you don't need to purchase anything today, IBM has an impressive array of non-technology resources that can help you operate and grow your business more successfully. Like an Ask the Experts feature to get answers to questions about operating your business. Plus, there's also a free monthly e-newsletter chock full of timely information. And since IBM wants you to get more out of your technology purchases, you'll find a number of resources that keep you up to date on how to purchase and use technology products. Just go to IBM.com/smallbusiness, and in very short order, you'll see what I mean about IBM being our friend online. That's IBM.com/smallbusiness. Thanks again, IBM. We're back. It's 23 after, and I'm talking about how we began with freedom. In 1999, the Kauffman Center for Entrepreneurial Leadership, in concert with other groups, conducted a global study of entrepreneurialism. Their findings revealed that there was a direct link between the rate of new business startups and a country's economic growth. The study also revealed that among the many factors that contribute to entrepreneurialism, perhaps the most critical is, quoting, a set of social and cultural values along with appropriate social, economic, and political institutions that legitimize and encourage the pursuit of entrepreneurial opportunity, end quote. In a word, freedom. In countries ranking high in the study's analysis, entrepreneurialism is an integral and acceptable feature of economic and personal life. Of the 10 industrialized nations studied in this report, the United States ranked number one in terms of entrepreneurialism. The coordinator of the study, Paul Reynolds, said, quoting, concise evidence that promoting entrepreneurialism and embracing the entrepreneurial dynamic of a country should be an integral element of any government's commitment to boosting economic well-being. In a word, freedom. By the way, that was my word. Entrepreneurs, by definition, take risks. Without the freedom to own and enjoy the fruits of such risks, why take them? Thank you, Henry II. And thank you, founders, because without your vision, courage, passion, and sacrifice, plus all of those who rallied to your cry to give birth to the new world definition of freedom. It's doubtful that entrepreneurialism as we know it would exist today. Folks, I believe that. Without those guys, without what they did, without their definition, their new world definition of freedom, I believe that you and I wouldn't be able to have the freedom to be entrepreneurs today. And if capitalism is the economic lever of democracy, entrepreneurialism is the force that renews the strength and reliability of that lever for each new generation. We began with freedom. Freedom to dream and to try. Freedom to succeed and to fail. Freedom to own and to enjoy. Freedom to accumulate and to pass on to the next generation. We began with freedom and entrepreneurialism was born. We began with freedom and capitalism was made to flourish. We began with freedom and the world is better for it. The date was September 19, 1796. In his farewell address to the people, in which he declined to serve a third term as president, and folks, never underestimate how big a statement that was, how important that was. When given an opportunity to do more, George Washington chose to do less, which was a very important step for him. Maybe, perhaps, one of the most important things that he ever did for America was to say, nope, two is enough. And as you know, that set the tone for presidents for way over 100 years, until it finally became law, as we know. I think it's the 22nd Amendment. But anyway, George Washington gave us a name, a distinction, and a bond. Here's his comment in his farewell address. The name American, which belongs to you in your national capacity, must always exalt the just pride of patriotism. You have, in a common cause, fought and triumphed together. The independence and liberty you possess are the work of joint councils and joint efforts of common dangers, sufferings, and successes. He gave us a name, a distinction, and a bond. That sounds like us, doesn't it, small business owners? I believe small business owners are like America's founders. We fight for our independence every day. Our common cause is self-determination. And our joint councils are the relationships and the communities that we build every day and that we nurture and grow every day. The dangers we face are not usually as life-threatening as those of the American revolutionaries. But other than our lives, we put everything else on the line, don't we? Washington said the name American should exalt the pride of patriotism. For American entrepreneurs, that name exalts the pride, the spirit of pride, independence, and excellence. In America this week, we celebrate our independence. If you're an entrepreneur, wherever you are, you celebrate independence every day of the year. And I know that President George Washington would be very proud of you. Happy Independence Day, America. It's a day that makes me proud to be an American. It's a day that makes me proud to be an entrepreneur, because I know that I have the freedom to be who I am. Because on this day, 227, I think, years ago, 56 men got together and collectively stuck their finger in the eye of George, of King George of England, and said, you know what, King, we hereby today declare our independence. God bless America. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Bert Folsom. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Hi, folks. Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.